بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة فلم يزل قائما حتى هممت بأمر سوء. قيل ما هممت؟ قال هممت أن أجلس وأدعه. متفق عليه. Continuing the chapter on tahajjud and qiyam al-layl and the benefits of tahajjud salat and when should a person read his tahajjud, etc., and how long the tahajjud of Rasulullah was. In this particular hadith, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I read namaz with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one night. In other words, he read tahajjud, he joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his tahajjud salah. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained standing in salah for so long that I intended to do something wrong. So he was asked, what did you intend? He said, I intended to sit down and leave Rasulullah ﷺ standing for so long. I didn't have the himmat and the courage and the strength to stand so long like how Rasulullah ﷺ stood for his tahajjud salah. So from this hadith we understand how lengthy the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah ﷺ was. وعن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة. So here similar incident, but here again حذيفة رضي الله explains the length of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's tahajjud salah. As I mentioned, for us, we are weak people. We start with two rakats tahajjud salah at least, and then we must build on it and then improve the quality of our tahajjud salah, and then we should try and read lengthy qiraat, lengthy ruku, lengthy sujood. But in the beginning, start with two rakats, tahajjud salah, and continue until we gain more himmat and strength, and we are able to beautify our tahajjud salat and make it like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or at least try our level best to bring some type of khushu and khudu and beauty in our tahajjud salat as well. So Hudhayfa radhiyallahu anhu says that I read one night tahajjud salat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فافتتح البقرة فقلت يركع عند المئة ثم مضى فقلت يصلي بها في ركعة فمضى فقلت يركع بها ثم افتتح النساء فقرأها ثم افتتح آل عمران فقرأها يقرأ مترسلا إذا مر بآية فيها تسبيح سبح وإذا مر بسؤال سأل وإذا مر بتعوذ تعوذ ثم ركع فجعل يقول سبحان ربي العظيم فكان ركوعه نحو من قيامه ثم قال سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا لك الحمد ثم قام طويلا قريبا مما ركع ثم سجد فقال سبحان ربي العلى فكان سجوده قريبا من قيامه رواه مسلم. So Hudhayfa رضي الله عنه says, I performed tahajjud salah with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one night, and he began by reciting Surah Baqarah. I thought to myself that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was going to ruku after reciting 100 verses, but he continued reciting. Then I thought to myself that he would complete the surah in two rakats. But he continued. So still the first rakat is continuing Surah Baqarah. I then thought that he would go into ruku at the end of the surah. Surah Baqarah completed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still reciting. And then he began reciting Surah An-Nisa. He completed the entire surah. He then began reciting Surah Ali Imran and completed the entire surah. His recitation was slow. It was measured. Mutarassilan. When he recited a verse containing some tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he glorified Allah. When he recited the verse, with a dua, a request from Allah ta'ala, he begged from Allah ta'ala. When he recited the verse, seeking ta'awuz, refuge, protection, he sought protection in Allah ta'ala. He then went to ruku, and then he said, Subhan Rabbiyal Azeem. In other words, Allah ta'ala is free from all type of blemishes, faults. Glory be to my sustainer, the mighty. His ruku was similar to his standing. In other words, he stood for so long. Now there's a couple of paras that he recited. And his ruku was so long as well. And then he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Allah hears the one who praises him. Oh, our Allah, our sustainer, all praise is due to you. He then remained standing for such a long time, almost as long as his ruku. Now this is talking about the after ruku. In the Qawma, he stood so long as almost the duration of ruku. He then made sajda and he said, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my sustainer, the most high. And his sajda, his prostration was almost as long as his standing. So from this hadith we understand, It shows the lengthy tahajjud of Rasulullah, how beautiful it was, how splendid it was. The night prayer of Rasulullah, his devotion, every posture of the salah, supplicating to Allah Ta'ala, begging from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is what we need to inculcate in our fard salat also, and of course in our nafil, especially tahajjud, we must try and read in this manner. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الصلاة أفضل قال طول القنوت رواه مسلم. As جابر رضي الله عنه was asked, or رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, which salah is the best? He said that salat which has the longest standing position. In other words, the qiyam, the qiraat, when you're reading, it must be a long qiraat, that will be the best. Of course, we know some surahs ourselves, we know Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, whatever surahs we know, we must try and read that in our tahajjud salat to get some benefit like this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.